those of your team to progress these discussions and to identify a pathway forward. So that they're on the record, I'll keep my remarks brief, and I'll also be concise because New Zealand, like I think many others in this room, is keen to move onward through the agenda to engage with your draft report. We want to thank those delegations who've contributed proposals during the intersessional period, as well as those submitting proposals earlier this year. Already in the 2022 GGE discussions to date, and in your virtual and formal consultations preceding this session, we've been offered much food for thought, which we are digesting to the best of our ability. Further, and our Irish colleague name-checked several in this regard, thoughtful points, proposals, and sets of questions were raised by various colleagues already this week in papers and in their statements. And in that respect, I commend our US and UK colleagues for setting out very articulately this morning some areas of continued lack of clarity and convergence that they see. New Zealand, for its part, is committed to continuing to engage on these kinds of questions with a view to improving common understanding and achieving further convergence, including with regard to the signpost paper of March by 23 states, of which New Zealand is one. Mr. Chair, we see your draft report as a very helpful basis for this week's discussions. In our view, there are some aspects of the paper that would benefit from further refinement. However, we believe the draft report and recommendations contain the elements needed to move us forward in the right direction. We believe the two-tier approach articulated in the report usefully confirms the emerging direction of travel for the GGE. It will help us identify appropriately nuanced prohibitions, limits, positive obligations, and other possible measures going forward. For New Zealand, we recognise as a fundamental starting point that autonomous weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with international humanitarian law are de facto unlawful, and the development, deployment, and use must be prevented. And while the formulation in paragraph 17 might be further refined, we believe this criterion provides a helpful foundation for future work, prohibiting those systems that can't be anticipated or controlled as required by IHL. And we also support the broad measures articulated in para 18A through E for regulation / control of non-prohibited systems, and consider that these criteria provide a sound basis for the ongoing work of the group. I'd also like to take this opportunity in closing to reiterate that New Zealand remains of the view that a legally binding instrument is the best means for ensuring effective and appropriate international regulation of autonomous weapon systems. In the interests of moving forward, however, we're pleased to engage in the development of interim steps and measures such as non-legally binding guidelines, declarations or norms, without prejudice to the future adoption of legally binding measures. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of New Zealand for his statement, and now I have one.